People suffering domestic violence often find it incredibly difficult to leave their abusive situation. And what makes it even more difficult is when they have to leave behind or take into consideration some very valued family members who are often overlooked, and that's their pets. Now, many people who are desperately trying to leave violent situations are really afraid of what may happen to their furry friends. There are options, of course, and luckily the RSPCA runs a program called Safe Beds for Pets, which can provide a temporary home for the animals of domestic violence sufferers. On the line with me now is Matt French. He's the RSPCA New South Wales Community Development Manager. Good morning, Matt. Now, we don't often sometimes consider how big a role animals can play in these abusive situations.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a well-established fact that human welfare and animal welfare are very closely linked. And where we find issues with one, we very often find issues with the other. And domestic violence is certainly no exception. Animals themselves can be the victims of the violence. They may feel that physical violence or that emotional trauma themselves, but they're very often also just used as leverage, and a person will say that if you leave, if you think about leaving, I will harm the animal, and it certainly does happen, but they're very often just used as that emotional leverage. This is another control mechanism that stops a person from leaving and further exacerbates that fear and the entire situation.
Absolutely. All that additional pressure still being put on people who are just already suffering so much. Look, what does Safe Beds for Pets actually do?
So essentially our program is set up to provide a safe place for that animal to go. If the reason, and unfortunately it is commonly a reason that we hear that people haven't left, haven't considered leaving, have tried to leave but have had to go back, and it's often because of the animal, because they have nowhere to take the animal, they have no family or friends that they can take the animal to. If a person is lucky enough to secure a spot in a refuge, very often the refuge can't take the animal itself. And they're not set up for it, or they don't have the skills, which is understandable. So we provide a service whereby we can temporarily accommodate that animal for a person, so that's one less concern they have, one less worry they have, and they can leave knowing that the animal is safe.
I imagine, given our kind of horrifying stats around domestic violence in Australia at the moment, must be a service in high demand.
Yeah, absolutely. Sadly, it is. It often gets to the point where our capacity is definitely pushed, because every single day we'd be getting referrals from agencies or from people simply ringing, or family or friends ringing. Sometimes we get a call from a person who's sitting on the side of the road in their car somewhere in New South Wales with their animal, because they have simply grabbed a bag, grabbed their animal. Very sadly as well, often they've got kids in the car with them. So there's quite a complex situation that develops very, very quickly. So not only have we got the animal in trauma, but we've got young children involved, and they don't want to be separated from the animal, of course. So what we do is just provide that pressure relief as best we can, get the animal in. If it does have any injuries, issues, if there's anything that we need, we can take care of that, of course. We'll hold the animal for as long as that person needs us to. We try to make it short-term accommodation so that we can assist as many people as possible. But if we have an animal in care and the person can't get back to collect it, or it's not safe, we're certainly not about to say that we can't hold it any longer. We'll hold it until that person is safe.
How many centres have you actually got around New South Wales?
So we've got a number of shelters around the state, the biggest one, of course, being in Sydney. We're where our largest capacity is. Around the state, if we can house an animal in one of our other shelters, we will do that. If we can't do that, we'll look to secure accommodation for somebody in a local vet clinic, short-term for their animal, in a local boarding facility. We have a range of options where we can just provide that safe refuge for that animal, for that person during that time.
Matt, what can we do to help the RSPCA with the Safe Beds for Pets program?
Well, the most important thing, of course, is being aware and understanding and knowing that if you know somebody who's in a situation like that, absolutely discussing that there are options, that you've heard this program, that you know that something exists. Get in touch with us, give us a call, talk through the options with us, because it's not just animals, not just dogs and cats, should I say. We've had rabbits, we've had horses, we've had goats, we've had guinea pigs. There's a lot of animals that people are strongly connected to. The biggest issue we have often is resource and space. So for us, expanding our foster care network so that animals have a safe place to go. We run an aged care program, we run a homelessness program as well. We have a lot of animals staying with us as a result of their owners' mental health situations. So foster care is a really important part of how we can extend that service. So if people are interested in that, we'd love to hear from them.
Matt, thank you so much. An incredibly important program. And thanks to you and the RSPCA for putting it together.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much. Matt French, RSPCA New South Wales Community Development Manager. Now, the Safe Beds for Pets program can be contacted on 9770 7555. And if you know someone suffering from domestic violence, or if you are, you can always call the Domestic Violence Line on 1800 656 463.